This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people in a New Zealand supermarket on Friday before police, who had the man under surveillance, shot him dead, according to authorities. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the man, a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 and was on a terror watch list, entered a shopping mall in suburban Auckland, seized a knife from a display, and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically, before police, who were monitoring him, opened fire and killed the attacker. Police Commissioner Andrew Koster said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst terror attack was the Christchurch mosque shootings in March of 2019, when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader later this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Suga had been widely speculated or expected to seek re-election as the LDP leader on a vote set for September 29th. Suga has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. states of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania on Thursday said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall driven by remnants of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to governors of both New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana on Friday to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Ida there. The president said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. The World Health Organization reports Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of this month. WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast rising case numbers. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will likely have to get a third shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Fauci, who is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said the final decision would be made by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whether those who got the one shot Johnson & Johnson will need boosters remains to be seen. Any booster for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines would be given between 5 and 8 months after the second dose. Meantime, COVID-19 cases here in the United States was more than 150,000 per day, while hospitalizations were at 12,000, deaths at 953, according to the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A British national has admitted in federal court that he played a leadership role in an Islamic State scheme to torture, hold for ransom, and eventually behead American hostages. 37-year-old Alexandra Cody pleaded guilty Thursday to all 8 counts against him at a plea hearing in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria. The charges include hostage-taking resulting in death. Cody was one of the 4 Islamic members who were dubbed the Beatles by their captors because of their British accents. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.